Right. My license I got in 1988, and I was a novice and then to technician in 1990 when I was in high school, and then graduated in 1990. So 1988, and then I got a technician before graduating, because I graduated in 1990. So, and then some years later, in like early 2000 or 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere in there, then I when the five words per minute across the board, I think is the way I remembered it. I guess if you were going to take any Morse code test, it would be 5 words per minute, and that was that. They basically took the 20 and the 13 away, and I said, okay. I knew I passed the general when I tried it a long time ago. I could never get the 13 word per minute out of the way, and tried and tried and tried and tried, and it got frustrating. And I think a little bit of comment on Morse code anyways, is I learned it character by character by character by character, and then when I wrote it down, then I said, okay, that's that word, which I think would have been better for me, just like if learning Polish or some other language. I rather learn the word the versus T-H-E. What is that? The. Well, how much brain power it takes to go from that to that? I wish it would have been where the, and learn it as words and sort of characters, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. And that may have, that would have probably helped me out a little bit more. But that's just an opinion. And now if people that want to keep the Morse code alive, those are the diehards that love it, and that's great. I don't think we should ever get rid of it, though no one tests for it anymore, but I still think it's a neat part of the hobby, even though I may not use it myself. So back to you, YNY. Yeah, a little bit of a tongue twister. And mine is still my original novice call, by the way. No change on it either. Digitally controlled operator, or direct current oscillator sometimes for people to help remember. N1, YNY, KB0DCO, back to you.